The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, Creatress of Magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week with Dr. Dane here. I am so excited for this conversation. Dane is one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness. He is a best-selling author, an international speaker, and just a brilliant facilitator who has contributed so much to my world and to just creating so much change and possibility in the world, and really has made a huge, huge impact on consciousness on the planet and just influencing people to be happier and create more joyful lives and have more ease with everything that they're doing and being. Welcome, Dane. I'm so excited to have you.
Heather, thank you. I am so excited to be here with you.
Yeah. And our topic this week is being you in business. Dane does a lot of classes and a lot of work around the topic of being you. He has a whole body of work and has written the book, Being You, Changing the World. And it's really something that can be applied, like this conversation can be applied to any area of life. And I know for me, I am a Being You facilitator and an Access Consciousness facilitator and a Joy Business facilitator. And I've just seen that it's sort of been like something that I've known my whole life that I feel like is finally becoming a reality for me, that when I actually get to be more of me, everything is easy. Everything expands, everything grows and gets greater. And I'm so grateful, Dane, for everything that you've done and brought to the world around this conversation. It's just such a game changer. So
thank you. Well, you know, the interesting thing about it was, as the Being You, Changing the World book was coming together, which a lot of this is, you know, a lot of things you talked about are loosely based on, that subject was not being talked about, you know, and the book came out in 2011. And it was interesting because even when we came up with the title for the book, and I say we because Katarina Wallentin, somebody I work really closely with, she was basically the ghostwriter for the book and took all these transcripts and put them together in this amazingly nonlinear way that really, you know, is about being. And I went to Gary, the founder of Access, and I said, hey, so, you know, we've got this book, and I'm thinking of calling it Being You, Changing the World. He said, don't do that. And I went, I'm like, why? What are you talking about? He's like, the world's not ready for that. He's like, people don't want to be them. They want to be what they're supposed to be. They want to get the right answer. They don't give a crap about being them. You won't sell any books. And I went, love you, adore you, I'm so grateful for you, and I'm calling it Being You, Changing the World, because I know that's what needs to be out there in the world. And it's interesting, you know, you fast forward 6 years later, or 5.5 years later, I guess, and here we are, and there are these, it's like people are actually embracing this concept that to get and have and be everything you've ever desired, the one fundamental element is actually being you first. And so, you know, with this conversation about being you in business, it's interesting to see how many people in business try to be somebody else or be like this rich person who created all these businesses. And, you know, and it works to a certain extent, but not nearly as well as when you're just friggin' being you.
Yeah. that's the good news, right? Like, business is such a charged topic for so many people, and it is one of the areas where there's just so much story in the world around, you know, what business is and what it isn't, and what you have to do and what you have to be and what you can't be. And I am so grateful for the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business and Being You that are all part of that, just that have allowed me to create. Like, it's just so miraculous that, like, I feel like the more I be me, the more my business grows and expands. And it's like, wow, how easy is that?
I know, isn't that amazing?
It's not nearly as hard as they make it sound out there.
Exactly. Well, and I think the thing is, you know, if they actually had a sense of how easy it was, they think you wouldn't buy their books. So they, you know, whatever it is they're selling, you know, so nobody wants to let you know how easy it is. And yet it's so funny because it really is the easiest thing in the world. And it's the thing that we have been taught the least about and invited to explore the least. And, yeah. You know, as you know, with all of Access Consciousness, it's all about getting to be whatever the heck it is you are, you know, no longer following anybody. And that doesn't mean that you don't take advice from people. That doesn't mean, you know, you don't receive new information all the time and explore. But what you do is you run that through your own personal litmus test of, does this truly work for me? If I were being me, if I were truly being me, would I choose this? And if the answer is no, move on. It's okay, because there is something else out there that you can choose that will always work out greater.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think that it's such a completely different space of functioning from, to follow your awareness and to follow energy and to be asking questions and be curious rather than deciding what is. And, you know, business is so much about that in this world. And it feels like this sort of like a revolution in a way with how business is done or can be done, to actually have this space of ease and awareness and question and choice and all of that as the primary tools for creating business, rather than, like, you know, something you might dabble in while you're maintaining the order of everything that business is supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. And when you do, you know, when you function from this idea of question, which it would actually be an inherent capacity or an inherent way that a being would function, is they'd always be in question and they would never come to conclusion. And it's so funny, you know, like you said, business is such a charged topic because so many people have the idea that I need to get it right in order to make the money. I need to get it right so I don't fail, rather than, because, and the difficulty is that's a judgment about what's right and a judgment about what's wrong, or huge amounts of judgments about what's right, huge amounts of judgments about what's wrong. And most of those are other people's judgments and other people's points of view. You know, and one of the questions I ask people is, I go, okay, cool. So if you were just born yesterday, you had absolutely no past, you know, and you just woke up yesterday, what would you choose? Like, where would you choose to go? What would you choose to create in your business? What would you choose to create as your business? And what would you choose its impact to be in the world if you were the one choosing? If you didn't have to listen to anybody else's point of view, anybody else's judgment, anybody else's right, anybody else's wrong, what would you choose? And oftentimes people's eyes glaze over and they also get this sort of like their mouth drops open and they go, oh my God, I never thought about that. I'm like, yeah, but if you're going to be you, then the universe is open to you. It's like the whole universe of possibilities that could be available is actually open to you if you're going to be you. And like you said, it's so much easier than anybody ever thought it could be.
Yeah. So I want to hear some of your story too, because I know you haven't always had or felt like you had a lot of brilliance with business, but also just curious, like, okay, maybe I was sugarcoating that a little bit. but if somebody listening to this and being like, sure, great, that sounds fabulous, that's wonderful, and be that easy, you know, what would you say to that?
I would say, you know, I used to have the same point of view, And I literally hated business. Now, I grew up and my grandfather had started a business and my uncle and my father were part of that business. And they eventually drove it into the ground right as I was coming into my teenage years where I could have really used the money for college and that sort of thing. It all went away. And so I grew up hating business because I never, and the other thing was I was never allowed to really be included in any of the decisions when I was growing up. It's not like they took me in and said, hey, here's the business, here's how it runs, you know, what would you do here? So I could at least see what making a business choice would be, it, you know, even if they didn't follow it, at least I would get the information, but that's not what was done. So I learned to hate business and think that if I were going to put my hands in any aspect of business, it would fail because that's exactly what I got from my family and that's exactly what I saw. So I hated it for a very long time until I met Simone, you know, the creator of the joy of business. You know, when she said, business is joyful, I looked at her like she had grown three heads and a tail. I'm like, shut up. You're crazy.
What are you talking about?
I know, exactly. It's like, remember on, God, what was that show with Gary Coleman? What'd you talk about, Willis?
You know, my God. I say kids all the time.
That's awesome. That was the way I looked at her. And I was like, what? But yet, when she said it, there was something that was so light about it that I couldn't deny it. Because, you know, I know as well as you do, it's like what's true makes you feel lighter. And it did. And so I started exploring it, and I'm really grateful for a lot of the conversations I had with her and also Gary, the founder of Access, about business and recognizing, and at this point I recognize, it's a vehicle for your creativity to reach the world. And it's not this thing, you know, because we think of business as this thing, like a big corporation with a big building somewhere or something. And yet, and yet it's not. A business is basically a collection of individuals who are looking to bring something to the world. Now, you know, certain employees are less motivated, all that sort of thing, but that doesn't matter. It's like if you're bringing anything to the world, you're already in business. Even if you're a solo practitioner, you know, you do access sessions or you do massage or you're a doctor, whatever it is, you're still a business person. And if you can get that there is actually a joyful element to it that comes from you being you when you're running your business, what that does is it takes it out of the necessity of being stressed, having trauma and drama, feeling like you can't do it, and all of those other things. And then also, if you recognize that you have something unique to contribute to whatever it is you're doing and being and bringing, then you look at what everybody else is doing, you go, wow, how could I do it in a way that would work for me? And those are where the truly miraculous tweaks come in, where you create something that may be somewhat similar to what occurred before that somebody else did, or maybe not, or but it's so different that it has your unique spin, and that's really what draws people to you.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. Wow. And what about when like, because I know this is, you know, it all, like, people have so much fun playing with these tools. And then, and this might be actually more of a question for after our break, but because I know it's a bigger topic, but just the money piece, because I know, like, when the money piece comes in and people, like, people are excited and they're lit up and they're, you know, like bringing more of themselves and asking more questions and then feeling like maybe the money hasn't quite caught up or they're not, they don't have the kind of money that they require. And then that seems to be one of the areas where people really get stuck and go into more of a contraction and a conclusion with their business than that space of curiosity.
Absolutely. And well, the thing about it is there's, I mean, you know, we could talk for another 2,000 hours on the subject of money, you know, it's like
totally.
It's such a big subject for people. But if people would get, there are these judgments that we accumulate. And here's the thing is, two things. One is there are these judgments we accumulate from the moment we're born and or conceived, probably, who knows. But there are these judgments we communicate about things like money, these really highly charged topics. And so, but if you recognize that really the fundamental the basic fundamental thing about being you is when you're actually not functioning from judgment, and when you're not functioning from having a point of view, and when you're not functioning from something is wrong and I'm wrong and something is right. And so if people would go throughout their lives, and even, you know, people listening to this show obviously have some access to access tools, but what you can do is write down all the judgments you have about money, all the judgments you have about what would happen if you were a multi-billionaire, and write all that stuff down and see how much it freaks you out, and then puck and pot it, like destroy and uncreate it and puck and pot it. And what'll happen is you'll actually start to get what is your point of view finally. And once you get to that, then the money starts showing up. Because until then, you have so many judgments, you don't allow yourself to receive.
Wow. I love that. Oh my goodness, so much more to play with. We're coming up on our first break, so we are going to pause for just a moment and be back very shortly with Dr. Dane here on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols here this week with Dr. Dane here talking about being you in business. And I have like 8 million questions. I wonder where to go next.
Good. I have at least 8 million questions back for your questions. So let's go for it.
Okay, good. Well, I'm curious, Dane, to hear a little bit more about your story too. What are some of the most challenging things that you have come across in business? I mean, you have an amazing, thriving global business. What are some of the most challenging moments that you've had, and how have you used the tools of Access Consciousness and being you to change that?
Well, I'm going to say across the board, one of the biggest challenges in this whole area has been choice and knowing what to choose. And I find this with most people who are in business of any form. And, you know, you have to look at it. Once again, we've never really been given the tools to choose. And so one of the questions that you can ask, and just play with it. Don't make it hard work. Don't have to get the right answer. Just play with it, because the more you play with it, the more you'll allow your awareness of how this works to show up. But one of the questions you can ask is, if I choose this, what will my life and my business be like in the next 5 years? And what happened for me was, like, I was paralyzed from choosing, which is one of the reasons I hated business. And, you know, I can look back at my history and tell you exactly why, you know, given the family business dynamic that I grew up in. And then when they lost all their money, they were just, like, truly stressed out beyond anything you could imagine and blah, blah, blah. But so I think there's a lot of us that have some kind of story of why we won't choose, or lots of them, perhaps. And yet what is required, and I think this is also one of the reasons why people don't want to become quote-unquote business people, is because they don't want to be responsible for choosing anything, basically, number one. But number two, they don't want to be in a position of being responsible for other people and then failing and letting those people down. And what you want to recognize is that, once again, is a whole buttload of judgment. So the first thing you need to do is, like, offload the buttload of judgment. You know, get the poo-stained elephant off your back. So, do you do processing on this show, by the way? Because
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So, all the refined judgments that you all have about business, about money, and about choice, and all of those that are not yours, that you bought as yours, that you've been using to limit your life, limit your business, and limit the money that can come in, and limit you as a creator, will you destroy and uncreate all those, please? Yeah. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. Okay, so what I would suggest is do this every single day, every single morning when you wake up. Pock and pot all the refined judgments. Now, what is a refined judgment? It's like judgment that you don't recognize as judgment. It's all those weird energies that stop you from moving forward. And so for me, what I started doing was, and, you know, I'm really grateful and fortunate. I had Gary running the business for the most part, because he started it, you know, however many years before I came along. So he was willing to make all the decisions. And what I would do is I would sit there with him and I'd go, okay, we got this choice to make. What will the business be like in the next 5 years if we do this? And I would go, okay, so what about doing this? Or in my head, I would think about it, and then I would see what he would choose. And what I started doing was I started looking at how he made choices, and it was always instantaneous. Probably out of 100 choices he would have to make, 3 of them he would say, I'm not quite sure on that right now. Give me a couple days to think about it. For me, what I would do is I would say, give me a couple days to try to figure it out. And the difficulty is, you can't figure it out. Checking the boxes and, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's does not work. It puts you in a constant state of overanalysis. You know, that paralysis by overanalysis. So one of the suggestions, one of the things I actually started doing is, because I would have a lot of the Access team come to me and say, hey, Dane, what should we do about this? And I'd be like, I don't know. I don't want to make a wrong choice. So somebody else figure it out for me. Not really a great way to run a business, by the way. Just saying, for those of you out there doing that. So here's what I recommend. And this is what I started doing with the Access team, is I said, look, if I don't give you an answer within 2 days, you choose. Okay? Because I trust that. You, and I need to get off my lazy butt and actually just choose. Because it was this fear of choice. Okay.
Yeah.
And so my suggestion is, what you want to do is give yourself 2 days, set a friggin' timer, set a reminder. Actually, set one at 1 day so you can motivate yourself and scare yourself to death. And then set another one at 2 days and go, okay, got to choose. Or, and give yourself the freedom to extend it another 2 days if it's a really, if it's a choice where you require more information. But other than that, plan on making every choice you have to make within 2 days and do not let up. And guess what? Sometimes you're going to screw up. But what you'll get from when you screw up, there will always be a particular energy with it when you screw up. It'll feel the same way almost every time. And so what you'll start to do, even the screw-ups will give you great awareness because you'll start to get the energy of the way it feels when you're about to make a choice that's going to be a screw-up.
And
See, and this is really brilliant because what most of us are trying to do is make the right choice and make the perfect choice and not screw up. My point of view is just friggin' choose, even if it's a screw-up, because you'll really start to get the awareness of the way this works. And then the other thing that will happen is you'll stop becoming afraid of choice.
So, that's awesome.
So let's try a little process here. So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the sacred, eternal, inviolate orders of the fear of choice and choosing that keeps you from the chaos, that would allow you to create everything you desire greater than you ever thought it could be? I like
Love that.
Everything that is times a gazillion, we just run and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the eternal, sacred, inviolate orders of the fear of choice and choosing that keeps you from the chaos of creating everything you desire greater than you ever hoped it could be? Everything that is times a gazillion, we just run and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Let's run that one more time. So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the eternal, sacred, and inviolate orders of the fear of choice and choosing that keeps you from the chaos of creating everything you desire greater than you ever hoped it could be? Everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Wow, that one's got some energy to that. That one should help.
I know.
So all y'all.
I know. That is awesome.
Write it down.
Write it down. Run it.
Baby. Be like Forrest Gump.
Run it up.
Running and running, you know. Go on.
It's Well, it's so amazing. These processes are just, I'm so grateful for the clearings and access. And I know choice always creates and choice trumps clearing. And sometimes when there are places where I'm just stuck, it's just such a gift to have these clearings to just put on a loop and run it, you know, and just so much change gets created. It's so cool. That's so,
so
cool.
True. And you know, you sort of, you asked about how I got to some of these different places. And I'll say that I listen to these clearing loops. I mean, I have listened to a lot of them. Like I'll, you know, put them on really low at night and listen to them. And it really does. It changes. What it does is it changes the energy. And people don't really, a lot of people, you know, most people don't really get what I mean when I talk about that. But really, you're an energetic being. It's like you have these awarenesses and they're energetic. Like you have a sense of light and heavy, whether you want to know it or not. You have an awareness when you think about choosing something, what it will create as a future, and that's an energy too. And also, all the stuff that's stopping us. I mean, if you think right now about making a choice or making a business decision, and there's a weird energy that comes up, that's the energy that I'm talking about. And what these processes do is they change it. They eliminate that that comes up when you think about choosing, or that that comes up when you think about creating your business, or that that comes up when you look at the future you want to create and you feel like you can't do it. All of those are these energies. And the beauty of access is these processes go and they undo the bedrock of that limitation and it starts to dissolve. And the other thing is when those energies come up, all you got to do is go, okay, everything creating that, and right now I would say everything creating that, including all the refined judgments, which are your energetic judgments, destroy and uncreate all that. And you could just do it about the energy that comes up. And yeah. that energy, if you do it enough, will stop coming up and it'll stop limiting you. And most of these limitations, once again, we can't define them. We can't delineate them. We can't put words to them. And this is where access shines so brilliantly, and also mm-hmm. all the ones you can put words to.
Yeah, because you don't have to figure out what it is in order to change it. I'm so grateful for that.
Me too.
I was a psychotherapist for a long time, and you had to figure out what it was in order to change it. And it's like, when I found these tools, it was like, oh my gosh, this is like 8 million times faster. I'm so happy about that.
I didn't know you were a psychotherapist. Wow.
Yeah, I was a somatic therapist. I did like body-based wow. therapy for, yeah, like 13 years. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. How happy are you to have found access? Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Very. It's really interesting looking at that whole world. And also just through the refined judgments, that piece has been so huge for me. I know for so many people. And I'm really getting to, like I was just saying today, you know, I used to, like before this refined judgment thing came up, I was like, well, I don't judge myself that much anymore. And then this came up and it's like, oh my God, I judge myself all the time. I had no idea. It's like this totally different level of judgment.
Yes, exactly. And,
yeah, and I'm so grateful to have the Puck and Pod. Like I know over the holidays, you know, I was playing with this a lot, and literally I was just like, there were gonna be moments where I was just going, RJ's Puck Pod, RJ's Puck Pod, like just over and over and over. Cause there was so much up in my world. And it's amazing how I've been so blown away by how not only just running the clearing it just works, but also the more I have the point of view that it works, it works even more.
I know, isn't that amazing?
It's like if I'm willing to have that as my reality, that I can just say a Puck and Pod and have that change everything. Then I do. It's so cool. Love how that works. Yeah. Yeah. And it really is, like, I was just thinking about the being you piece, and when you run clearings like this and just are willing to continue to go beyond the limitations and the judgments and all of that, it really does just give you greater access to you, the being. And so what a, yeah, just such a gift.
Truly. And, you know, when you say yeah. it gives you greater access to you, the being, it's exactly what it does. And it's like, and you, the being, are naturally light. You're naturally happy. And strangely, whether you want to know it or not yet, you're naturally successful, which is interesting. we have to work really hard against ourselves to not be successful, which I think yeah. is so funny, because so many people think success is so hard. And I'm like, no, actually failure is far more difficult than success. We've just never been shown that that's the case. And exactly like you said with the processes, when you know that they work, or believe that they work, or have the point of view that they work better. Well, when you yeah. have the point of view that success is hard because your point of view creates your reality. Reality doesn't create your point of view.
Yep. Yeah. And that was a big part of the what's changed for me since, you know, kind of coming out of the world of being a therapist, where you do like, there is this value to working hard and the suffering and the like going into that and just, you know, allowing it to be the ease that, because so many people think if you have change as quickly as these tools create it, it's like you must be in denial, or you must be in fantasy land, or you must be looking at something, you know.
Exactly.
I know that's the world that I came from. It's like, no, you have to, like, you at least have to shed a few tears, you know.
I know. Exactly. You can't laugh your way through. Are you kidding? You're not working
right,
hard enough.
Right.
You're not suffering yeah, enough for true change.
Yeah, you're denying something, right?
Exactly.
Rather than just being in the joy of being you and the joy of creation. And I think another gift too from the refined judgments has been just, so I've never had such a clear awareness that what you just said, that being you actually really just is this total space of ease ease and joy and complete lightness. And any little tweak in my world around anything is probably a refined judgment. Then I just puck and pot it and keep going. So
I know, but don't tell people it's that easy because they're sort of addicted to their suffering. So don't let them know.
I know. I have a lot more questions about that after we come back. So we're going to take our last break. And we will be back in a moment. You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols and Dr. Dane here.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This week, we are talking about being you in business with Dr. Dane here. Dane, I wanted to ask you something. Actually, we were just talking before the break about ease and lots of things. And I've had this awareness lately. I've been creating a lot more in my business and like just really using these tools. And it's been so fun to see what's been showing up and what I'm willing to receive and have more of. And I just have had this awareness lately that because I'm asking for huge growth in my business and my income this year. And it feels really fun. And there's this sense of like, I actually have to be willing to have dynamically more ease in my world and in as my reality in order to create and receive what I've been asking for, rather than of course
you're not allowed. Like you're not allowed.
Yeah, I know. You thank you for the wedgie.
You're welcome. You'll never do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You're not smart enough. Okay, you're not powerful enough. and you're still a Psycho the Rapist, so you can't jump out of that paradigm because that would be bad.
Oh my God. So everything that is.
Right, wrong, good, bad, bottom, buck, all nine, shirts, boys, and beyonds. And for those of you that don't know what I was doing, it's called motivating the humanoid, okay? Because when you tell somebody, when you tell a humanoid they can, and who are the humanoids? The seekers of the world, the weirdos like you that are listening to this program, and like me and like Heather. And when you tell them they can, they're like, no, I can't. And when you say, you know what? You can't. You never will. They go, I will too. Watch me. So I was just motivating the humanoid with that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And well, because it's just so interesting to look at, like, that, just the refined judgments of that, of like, oh, I'd like to create more money. I'd like to create a different, like, a different energy in my business, like greater or more, like more, you know, reach and all of that. And to, you know, in this reality, it's like most people would gear up to start working harder and working more. And I get that there's just this like total expansion of space, of being, of ease that is actually required in order for me to receive that. And I just would love to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, so much. That's another multi-layered conversation. But the thing is, so when you say that, so right now, if you were to, so you talk about that, and yet you talk about the ease as though it's outside of you. Do you notice that?
Interesting.
Okay. Now, it's interesting because our subject is being you in business. But if you continue to talk about the things as though they're outside of you, you continue to deny that you are that right now.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
So what is it?
Awesome.
What is it you already are that will create all of this that you are denying that you be? Everything
wow.
that is, and oh, and have not been acknowledging that you be. Everything that yeah. is times a gazillion. We destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what is it you already are that will create all of this that you've been denying that you be and not acknowledging that you be? Everything that is times a gazillion. We destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what is it you mm-hmm. already are that you that would create all of everything you're asking for and more that you have been denying that you be and not acknowledging that you are? Everything that is times a gazillion. We destroy and create it, please.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, so now, and this is so crucial. This is what I see people do all the time. They go, I realize it's going to require more ease. I realize this and this and this. And they always put it outside of them. So
yeah,
what I would suggest that people do is write down the top 10 things you've decided it's going to require to create the business you desire, or the reach, or the impact, or whatever it is, you know. Okay, write down the top 10 things you've decided it's going to require, and look at how many of those things you already are. Of course, you can be more of it, I'm sure. But look at all those mm-hmm. things that you already are, even to a slight degree, if you are, and acknowledge it. And then pot and pock everything you've been doing to deny it, and not acknowledge it, and then ask, how do I in the business get even better than this and greater than this?
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that. Wow,
then,
that is so cool.
See, and notice that space, and everybody listening, I mean, notice how much Heather, it feels like, rather than Heather being outside of her, just kind of like stepped into her and expanded within herself. Like, and that's where that peace comes in. That's where that ease comes in. That's where that joy comes in. And recognize that everything you're looking to create and desiring to create is because of something that you are already.
Mm.
It's something you are
That's
already.
Freaking
and
cool.
Most of us are going the exact opposite way, looking at, oh my God, I'm not this yet. But once I am this, I will be successful. You fucking already are it, you idiot. Slap yourself in the face until you get it.
Oh my God. Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. So awesome. Wow. That is so cool. Thank you. Well, it's Like the whole acknowledgement thing, I feel like I talk every single time I have a call, like facilitating around money or business, and I do lots and lots of stuff around all that stuff. It's like, I feel like I bring that up every time. And it's like, I'm like, okay, I know this is required. Like this is like it's like a ninja tool for creation that
totally
we're so not willing to use, you know? It's humanoids suck. And acknowledging.
We seriously suck at it. We got to get better at it if we're going to take over the world and make it a happy place.
Totally. So
when you talk about that acknowledging, you know, I coined this term actually. This beautiful lady named Francesca coined this term because she, you know, is Italian and she speaks English, and she taught herself English basically after coming to Access. But she would say, Dane, I have a question. She's like, you know how you say we need to acknowledgeize something? And I'm like, sweetie. And she said this for like 2.5 years, acknowledgeize. And I realized that's exactly what's required. You have to acknowledge in order to actualize something, which means bring it into reality and bring it into your existence. And so when you do this acknowledgement thing, it actually finally makes it part of your reality. Because let's say you're a kind, caring person, but you don't acknowledge it and you think you're mean or you think you're judgmental or whatever it is your judgment of you or the stuff you've been told by mean people, by the way. But if you're a kind, caring person and you don't acknowledge it, you keep being in the judgment of not being kind and caring, even though what you really want to be is kind and caring because that is your nature. And so there's this dichotomy that gets set up where you never get to be present in your life as you and be grateful for you. Because you're not willing to acknowledge what you are. You're only willing to judge that you're not yet that. Everything that is, and all the fine judgments getting all of that. That sounded like a mildly philosophical conversation by the end of that sentence. But everything that is, can we just run and create all that, please?
Yes,
right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shirts, boys and girls. Okay, so I have another question. So what was it you said you desired to create in 2017 with and as your business?
Huge expansion of business and income and like beyond any, like I've been asking for, you know, basically like that, the question that you guys posed in the brilliant, by the way, Facebook group, The Year of You Being You, please check it out if you have not yet. It's so amazing. And the question, which is along the lines of what have you not asked for because you don't know how you would create it? I don't remember the exact words, but asking for things for the type of growth in my business that I have no idea how I would create.
Okay, so notice there's an energy there. There's a space that opens up, right? And there's an enthusiasm and an excitement. So everything you've done to put that outside of your business?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Kind of like you were putting all that outside of you right before we had this conversation. Yeah. Will you just run and create all that, please? Thank you. Times a gazillion, right? Run a battle nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Whoa, baby. Now, I don't know if any of you listening are, you know, sort of attuned to energy or not. A lot of people are. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people think I'm crazy when I say it. But there was just a shift in something, okay? So, is your business already able to create that?
Yes.
Cool. Will you now ask your business, because everything has a consciousness of its own. Every book, every business, everything that you create has a consciousness of its own. I mean, Einstein said every molecule in the universe has consciousness. So every conglomeration of those have their own consciousness. So will you now ask your business, what are you, Heather, going to have to be and do different in order to actualize that?
That's cool.
Okay, now this is interesting because, and you know, we've been around each other. You know, it's like you've been around me facilitating enough and you facilitate. So you know that the only thing I really have to go on is the energy of what's presented, right? Now, what was interesting in this particular case, when I asked that question for you to ask your business, and people out there, do this, please. Follow along. Play along with us.
You'll get
some shift, even if you don't recognize it. And listen again if you felt like you didn't get it the first time, or listen as many times as you have to let this sink into your world. But so when I asked you to ask the business, what would you have to be or do different? what was very interesting is what showed up in my world energetically about that, almost like I was eavesdropping on your energetic conversation with you and your business to find out what your business is going to say, right? And it was interesting because it was more, in a sense, rather than what you have to be or do different, it's what you have to acknowledge that you are differently than you have been. Because you already are this, apparently. Oh, my God, how did you get so cool?
Well, I took a lot of classes with you. That was a big contribution
made
to
a
it.
Lot of, so. I'm so happy for that. And you've also, I gotta say, for those of you that don't know Heather and don't know, you know, where she started, and this woman is highly courageous and extremely creative, okay? I'm telling on you. Yeah. You just be quiet, act like, you know, you're washing dishes or, you know, like, okay. I don't know, you know, creating a new billion-dollar project or something. But seriously, she literally has seen things that she wanted. And she's like, what's it going to take for me to have that? What do I need to change in my world? Who do I need to be? How do I need to be in order to have this? And she has been making it happen. And she is a creator of magnitude. And there are certain people that come to Access that you know will succeed because they are not willing to take no for an answer. But also, they're not willing to make anybody else wrong. And they're willing to look at whatever comes up, no matter how challenging it might be, no matter how supposedly ugly they think it might be, no matter what it is, she's willing to look. And she's willing to choose something greater. And I really desire to acknowledge you for that. And hopefully me acknowledging you in public will make sure that you can't deny it any longer.
You are telling on me.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Wow. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for being that. Because look at it from my perspective for a moment. My entire target is creating consciousness around the world. And the people that actually have the courage to do it, the people that actually have the courage to take these tools and use them and gift them to other people and show them how to use them, and the people that have the courage to explore different venues for creating that, create this huge wave. And so, and what that does is it means now it's no longer all about me. It's no longer all about Gary. It's about us and the change we can create.
Yeah.
And the people that are willing to do that are extremely phenomenal and valuable in these amazing gifts in my life. So thank you for being that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I am so grateful. Like, that doesn't even begin to touch the gratitude that I have for you and for Gary and for Access and for all of these tools and all of these conversations. It was everything that I've always been looking for and knew was possible, but nobody was talking about it, you know, and I'm just, it's such a gift.
I am there with you. And I want to say one other thing. I know we're just about to go, but you brought up the gratitude, and I realized that there are a lot of us that have a lot of gratitude for each other. And also for what Access is, and for these tools, and for what it changes. And what I realize in that, gratitude is a highly creative and generative energy. And so what you also want to look at or write down or something is, where am I not having gratitude for myself? Or in what ways do I not have gratitude for myself? And in what ways do I not have gratitude for my business and how it currently is? Because every one of those places where you don't have gratitude for you and your business as you currently are places where you can't create beyond it. And it's what is sticking your business and your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Well, we are just wrapping up here. Dane, thank you so much for this conversation. I'm so grateful. I'm excited to see you this weekend for the Choice of Possibilities class. And please, people out there in the world, go to Dane's website. Dane, is it danehere.com or drdanehere.com? I can't believe I can't remember right now. DrDaneHere.com. Yes. And come and play in class. We're doing a Being You class in Denver in April and all kinds of amazing things going on. Thank you so much for the gift of you. And thank you, everybody listening out there in the world.
Thank you for the gift of you, Heather. And thanks so much for having me today. It's been great.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.